20 years ago, Ned Rozelle hiked the length of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline accompanied by his chocolate-brown Labrador retriever, Jane. Rozelle was, and still is, the author of a popular column, Alaska Science Forum. Rozelle says 2 decades ago, he was looking for something that was both challenging yet leisurely. Using the pipeline corridor, he reckoned he could bisect the state in 1 summer, which he did, averaging 6 miles a day. Now, 20 years later, Rozelle is attempting the trek again, but he says expectations have changed.
You're doing 100-mile skis, 100-mile runs. I've done a 100-mile run. I did the White Mountains 100. So if you did that every day, you'd be done in 8 days.
Just as last time, friends and family will periodically join Rozelle, notably his wife Kristen and their 10-year-old daughter Anna. And like 2 decades ago, his one constant companion will be the family dog, this time 3-year-old Cora.
She is a lab blue heeler mix, and I don't see much lab in her. She likes to chase around other dogs and herd them. She's a great little beast, really strong and energetic.
Rozelle says a lot of unknowns lie ahead. Because summer arrives earlier in the south, Rozelle and Cora started at Valdez. But unlike last trip, when Rozelle followed the pipeline over Thompson Pass, deep snow has sent the pair to the Richardson Highway. Rozelle says along with the unknowns are some givens. Mosquitoes, for instance, particularly along the North Slope.
Hopefully it'll be past the time of peak mosquito hell up there, because that's a bad place to be when they're peaking.
Just as last time, Rozelle is filing columns from the field as he makes his way north. He has a cell phone, GPS unit, and tablet, but he says finding cell phone signals is a problem.
From Valdez to Fairbanks, there's a big gap in there in the mountains where there's no cell coverage. And then north of Haystack Mountain, basically, nothing.
If it comes to it, Rozelle says his GPS unit will allow him to send text messages, but he doesn't seem too concerned. Just as he wrote in his book, Walking My Dog Jane, Rozelle gives every impression he's looking forward to those quiet times alone with his dog. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.